the pro-Zionist groups in the United States, like AIPAC, which is the American Israeli Political Action Committee, have an immense amount of power. So they do have a huge power in terms of swaying Congress, which is why, you know, Israel gets so much aid, but also in shaping public opinion. So when there is that suicide bombing, you get the entire story of that small child, that small innocent child who was killed by that crazy terrorist Palestinian. You know who their family was, what they wanted to be when they grew up. It's front page. There's pictures. You feel it in your heart. You know, you feel it sort of really viscerally. But when that no-name Palestinian child is shot, walking down the street, throwing stones, doing what have you, you don't know his name. You don't know anything about him. It totally turns into this Arab mass, this no-name, faceless Arab mask in the entire Middle East, be he Iraqi or Palestinian, and you don't really feel any connection to him. And any time, like, these torture photos came out, they went and they asked, you know, the local Muslim or Arab experts what they thought of those, of the torture, because they needed those experts to explain the Arab view, that it was extra humiliating, extra awful, as though the Arabs are so different, we need to see how they would react to torture and humiliation, as though they wouldn't be just as outraged as we are. They're so different that we need to ask the experts what their people think. So it's not putting it on the front page. It's not asking them what they think about things and not telling us their life stories. These are the differences that time and time come up. It's not giving the day-to-day violence any priority in the news, because it's no longer news. We're totally used to them living in an open-air prison, their homes being demolished, they're not having economic a viable economic system there anymore. We're like, oh yeah, well, they probably don't deserve it because they're Muslim, and Islam is bad, Islam is backwards, they're backwards. They're not given the same sort of human rights, human respect, human dignity that we give the Israelis, anyone else, the French, the English, you know?
I just do want to go